circle. McGill hopes that the only two he has to face. Two. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with an elevated fastball at 100. Ortho ASAP strikeout for McGill, and there's two down, and the Rockies down to their last out and their last hope here in the ninth. And before McMahon hits, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you. 4-3 Brewers, bottom of the ninth inning. McGill's first pitch to McMahon is a fastball for strike one. McMahon is 0-3 tonight. A one pitch, and that's a strike with a fastball at 98. And the Rockies down to their last strike. Brewers fans that are here on their feet, there's lots of them here. McGill, the 0-2 pitch, and lined into center for a base hit. Down to their last strike, McMahon extends the game with a single into center off of McGill, and that'll get Elias Diaz to the plate. So now the winning run comes to the plate for Colorado, and it just couldn't be easy, not in Coors Field. Really not a bad pitch from McGill. He threw it 100. At the very bottom of the strike zone, not many guys are able to get to that pitch. But McMahon did that time. McGill brings home the pitch. And that missed outside with a fastball. It's 1-0 on Diaz. 11 pitches so far in the inning for McGill, who worked in last night's contest. That missed down and away. Two balls and no strikes the count. Dangerous count to a dangerous hitter in Elias Diaz. Tying run is aboard in a 4-3 Brewers lead. And the winning run is at the plate for Colorado. McGill brings home the 2-0 pitch. And I think he offered at it. Brian Onora agrees, says he did. And it's 2-1. It was a pitch outside, but Diaz could not check in time. McMahon at first with 2 outs. McGill. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 99. And again, the Rockies down to their last strike. Two balls, two strikes the count. Again, the Brewers fans here at Coors Field get to their feet, putting their hands together and trying to encourage Trevor McGill to secure this victory for the Brewers here tonight. Let's go Brewers starts ringing through Coors Field. Two balls and two strikes on Diaz. McGill comes set, the pitch, and he fouled it back to the net and will do it again at 2-2. Absolutely nothing has come easy tonight for either team. This has been a grinded out 9 innings between the Brewers and the Rockies. McGill looks in. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Trevor McGill with a pair of strikeouts in the ninth. And the Brewers come from behind and take down the Rockies. 4-3, your final. The Brewers draw even in this series at a game apiece. And they will feel good about this one in come from behind style here tonight in the Rockies. Brewers win it 4-3 over Colorado. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, future rocket scientist,
we have lift off,
or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee honey, just two for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, two for $5.
I caramba, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, two for five. Bigelow, also two for five.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodmans.
In the Woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Ah, you just can't beat camping in Wisconsin, Tony. The great outdoors, lots of friendly folks, too. Can you believe how many stopped by when we were cooking up those Usinger brats?
Well, especially after they saw your sign, Uke, Usinger brats on the grill.
Always nice to share a Usinger brat with friends.
I saw a couple bears, too.
Hey, bears are fine. No cardinals, though. Everybody loves Usingers. Just keep them away from my peppered bacon.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Josh, this will be a satisfying win for the crew here tonight.
Ooh, if there ever was one. How about that ninth inning coming from a run behind, sending eight to the plate, scoring a couple to win 4-3 in come from behind fashion. Rob Zastrzyzny, who started game one, pitched the eighth inning in game two of the series, and gets his first win as a Brewer. He's 1-0. Nick Mears blows the save and takes his fourth loss of the season, 1-4 his record. And Trevor Megill is now 18 out of 19 converting save chances. Brewers with four runs on 12 hits. They committed an error. They left 12 on base. Meanwhile, 3-7-0 for the Rockies in a losing effort. About 3 hours and 22 minutes to play nine action-packed innings. In front of 25,669, lots of storylines in this one to talk about when we get to the postgame show.
Yeah, there's no question about that. But again, a very satisfying win for the crew here tonight. Well, that's going to do it for our game broadcast. We'll be back with you tomorrow. On Deck Show built by Menards gets underway at 7:05. The game will follow at 7:40. Brewers and Rockies, game three of the series. Colin Ray for the crew. Former Cardinal Dakota Hudson for Colorado. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned because Josh is on deck with the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Again, the final score here tonight, Brewers come from behind and they win it 4-3 over the Rockies. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Pottawatomie wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Pottawatomie rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for your 4th of July cookout. No matter what your favorite grilling brand is, we've got it. Shop brands like Weber, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Get a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with hood on sale for just $279.99. Plus, pick up two 16-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $17.99. Get great deals on all the essentials for your holiday cookout at Fleet Farm.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey's.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier tri-clean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. US Cellular, built for us.
Well, ninth inning to remember at Coors Field finally gets the Brewers a win in this daunting ballpark. 4-3 and come from behind fashion over the Colorado Rockies. Their first win in their last seven meetings here in Denver. Welcome into the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Potawatomi Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It is truly a sports fan's paradise. Coming up, all of the highlights of this exciting win that levels the series at one apiece. We'll go to the scoreboard and tell you how the other teams in the Central have done, and of course, get you ready for game three of the four-game set tomorrow night. That's all coming up. In that ninth inning, the Brewers made the two Colorado pitchers, Nick Mears and Justin Lawrence, combine to throw 55 pitches. That's an absurd level. 55 pitches in one inning. And the Brewers got the tying and ultimately winning runs. Good job by the pitching staff, too, tonight for the crew, starting with Dallas Keuchel in his second outing with the club, 5 1/3 strong innings. And in total, the team collected 9 Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Coming into this Tuesday, the second day in the month of July, the Brewers had a 6-game lead over the Cardinals. And that's exactly where it will remain, because St. Louis won the opener of its series in Pittsburgh. The final score in that one was 7-4. The Redbirds get the victory. They had a 6-0 lead early behind Kyle Gibson and held on. St. Louis, they get their 44th win of the year and again remain 6 games behind the Pirates. After that loss, they drop back 10 games behind the Brewers in third place. Cincinnati Reds were at Yankee Stadium to begin a series against a suddenly struggling Bronx Bombers team. The Reds built a 5-0 lead and they held on, 5-4 the final. There was a home run from Elly De La Cruz, Graham Ashcraft, over Luis Gil, and Cincinnati gets the victory. New York has now lost 11 of its last 15 games. And the Cubs, they lose at home against the visiting Philadelphia Phillies. So some rough days in the division for the Pirates and for the Cubs, who remain in last place. Final score in that one, 6-4 Philadelphia. Phillies had a 6-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth. The Seiya Suzuki 3-run home run made it closer, but no further for the Cubs to cut into the deficit. And Chicago drops to Philadelphia, the team with the best record in baseball now, 56-29 for the Phillies. We'll come back and get you some more scores for the pertinent one here from Coors Field. 4-3, the Brewers. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Two in the ninth, and the Brewers beat the Rockies 4-3. Their second win of the season, coming into the ninth inning trailing. The other one was the game where Willie Adames hit the home run in Kansas City back in early May. Back on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show, it's time for the home run distance recap. The Brewers did not homer tonight. Their longest one all season, back in April in Pittsburgh, William Contreras, measured to go 448 feet. The home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Back into the scoreboard, we told you just a few moments ago that the Yankees lost again with the Reds beating them. They came into the day tied for first in the American League East now with the Baltimore Orioles. Well, the Orioles beginning a big series against a team in first in the AL West, Seattle. And that game's gone to the bottom of the ninth with Baltimore holding on to a 2-0 lead, but the Mariners have a chance with a base runner aboard. It was a great pitching matchup. Grayson Rodriguez outdueling George Kirby. And it's 2-0 Baltimore in the bottom of the ninth inning. In that AL West, the Mariners are getting some company near the top of the standings from the Houston Astros, who had been 18-8 since the calendar turned to June, but they lost tonight. 7-6 in Toronto. The Blue Jays get the victory in Game 2 of that series. For every Brewers home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, the Brewers have hit 87 long balls. OAW has donated $8,700 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 4-3, the crew. And we'll tell you how with some highlights coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Milwaukee in Colorado. First time the Brewers have won here in a couple of seasons. They snap a six-game skid against the Rockies at Coors. Postgame show brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks. Also a video wall seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Well, tonight's highlights of this 4-3 win are presented by Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect a perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Brewers turn to Dallas Keuchel after losing in extra innings last night, his second start with the crew. He pitched very well, and the Brewers gave him a lead in the second inning. First time in eight games, Milwaukee scored first. It came against Ryan Feltner, the Rockies starter. Back-to-back hits began the inning from Willy Adames and Garrett Mitchell, and then with one out, it was Sal Frelick doing this.
1-2, a little soft liner into left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Adames racing around third. Jones is up with it. He's going to throw home, and Adames is in there safely, and the throw goes all the way back to the backstop. But Feltner was backing it up, so no extra base for Mitchell, who stands at second, but the Brewers have struck first. On an RBI single from Sal Frelick, it's 1-0 crew.
Yeah, first time since the last road trip, final game in San Diego, that Milwaukee scored first. That was all they'd get in the inning, and then Keuchel gave up his only two runs of the outing in the bottom of the second. Leadoff home run from Brenton Babe Doyle, his third home run of the series. Then after Jacob Stallings tripled, Michael Tolia's sack fly made it 2-1 Rockies, and the pitchers then settled in. There were base runners, but no runs again until the seventh inning. It remained 2-1 Colorado, a rare Coors Field pitcher's duel. And in the bullpen, with Ty Block, the left-hander, in his second inning of work, Jackson Chourio made it happen for the crew. A single. They advanced to second on a wild pitch, moved to third on a ground out to short. And then Bryce Terang came up. The sun was setting. It was the twilight portion of the evening as Terang batted. That is something that you should know as you listen to this highlight. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up. Shallow into right. In comes Hunter Goodman. He is almost to second base. Can't find it. He lost it in the twilight, and the ball falls on the grass. In from third comes Chourio. And Bryce Terang ends up at second base with a setting sky gift. It's an RBI double, and the Brewers tie the game at two that way. Well, you take it any way you can get it. Brewers ended up stranding a couple in that seventh inning on an out at home plate. Willy Adames singled to left, and Nolan Jones, the left fielder, made another unbelievable throw on that hit. He threw out Terang at home with a almost 101-mile-an-hour throw. Remarkable from Jones. Then it remained tied into the bottom of the eighth inning, but Brian Hudson gave up the lead. It was Hudson permitting only his fifth run in over 45 innings all season. And who else? Brenton Doyle did it, an RBI double to make it 3-2 Rockies as we went into the ninth. Rockies had already used their closer, Jalen Beeks, in the eighth, and so they went to Nick Mears, a right-hander who'd never had a save in his career. And boy, did the Brewers make him fight. It started with an infield hit on a 3-2 pitch from Andrew Monasterio. Then a full count to Bryce Terang. He just barely checked and walked. So two great at-bats. Two on, nobody out. After William Contreras popped out, Christian Yelich battled and battled the third full count, and he singled on a broken bat comebacker. The bases were loaded, one was out, and it was up to Willy Adames.
0-2 pitch. And a fly ball to center field. Should be deep enough. Doyle makes the catch, tagging his Monasterio. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is not in time. The Brewers have tied it up here in the ninth. Both trail runners move up 90 feet as well. Terang to third, Yelich to second. Adames gets the job done, elevates a ball to center field, and we are tied.
What a series Willie is having. This just great at-bats continued then. The fourth full count against Mears resulted in a walk to Garrett Mitchell. Mears had to throw 39 pitches, and that was it for him. He left with the bases loaded. And it was Justin Lawrence who came in to face Rhys Hoskins, two out in the ninth in a tie game.
And the 2-2 pitch. And it hit him! It hit Rhys Hoskins, and the Brewers take the lead! A two-seam fastball ran in, and it hit Hoskins with the bases loaded, and the Brewers lead it 4-3 in the ninth.
Yeah, just like I said about the Terang ball that got lost in the setting sun, you take them any way you can get them. The two pitchers, Mears and Lawrence, had to combine to throw 55 pitches to get through that ninth inning. They gave up only two runs, but they were enough. 4-3 Brewers. Trevor McGill got the first two outs in the bottom of the ninth, but then Ryan McMahon singled, and the power-hitting Elias Diaz was up there representing the go-ahead run, the winning run at home plate.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Trevor McGill with a pair of strikeouts in the ninth! And the Brewers come from behind and take down the Rockies. 4-3, your final.
As we said earlier, first win here in a couple of seasons. It's only the fourth win since September of 2019 that the Brewers have had at Coors Field. And what a comeback to get it. Still two games to go in the series. Coming on after this break, we will preview game three. 4-3, the final. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
4-3 Brewers, two runs in the ninth, do the trick in Denver. Back to wrap up the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Let's go down on the farm. Brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Minor league update. Stop by Blaine's Farm and Fleet for all of your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Shop online at farmandfleet.com. At the AA level, a win for Biloxi over the Mississippi Braves, 8-1 behind Bradley Blaylock. Remember him? He made his big league debut earlier this season. Back at AA tonight, you're not going to believe his pitching line. Seven innings, he permitted only one base runner, one hit. That was it. No runs. And Brock Wilkin, last year's number one pick for the Brewers, it is ninth home run of the season, and that win for Biloxi. I have a feeling we'll hear some highlights coming up in our farm report on Sunday afternoon. Well, that will do it. Reminder that tomorrow night, Same time, same channel. 7:05, the on-deck show built by Menards gets underway. 7:40 back in the Central Time Zone for the first pitch. Brewers try to take two in a row, and they've got Colin Ray on the hill. Pitching exceptionally well of late, beat the Cubs in his last outing. Dakota Hudson spent his whole career with the Cardinals until this season, and Hudson has been scuffling with these Rockies. That's your pitching matchup. Until then, Josh Maurer saying so long from Coors. For Lane Grindel and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we remind you once again, the final score, a happy one, 4-3 Brewers. We will talk to you tomorrow night. From Denver, this has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the RNC Post Committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kids films are saving the box office this summer. The latest family-friendly flick, Despicable Me 4, opens July 3rd and is expected to dethrone Inside Out 2. The fourth installment of the animated series is expected to pull in between $100 and $125 million over the five-day holiday weekend. The film stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Melissa Etheridge told People.com that David Crosby was really generous with his sperm. In addition to being a good friend to Etheridge, Crosby is the biological father to her kids. While promoting her new docuseries, Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, Etheridge says it was Crosby's wife who suggested her husband lend a hand. And he did. There is no word yet on whether the actual donation scene was reenacted for the docuseries, but if you give it a watch and see a man who looks like Crosby pour himself a glass of wine, dim the lights, and put on soft music while alone, turn the channel as quick as is humanly possible. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a passing sprinkle or clouds of the overnight will give way to some clearing, mid-60s by sunrise, with a light west to southwest wind. For your Wednesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine. Light west winds continue with highs in the middle 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
Thanks.
That. That's
wow. That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Earl
Ingram.
Wednesday morning, it will be my honor to be joined on the airwaves by President Joe Biden. We'll talk about the accomplishments of his administration and his plans for the next 4 years.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Was against judicial activism. Their argument was that court should be humble and they shouldn't act as unelected kings. And because they have the propensity to act as unelected kings, they have to really be particularly careful with precedent and not insert their own ideological viewpoint too much. This was the great critique of the Warren Court and then the Burger Court to the extent that Warren Court principles lingered. This helped garner millions and millions and millions of dollars of contributions to build the Federalist Society, to pay for Clarence Thomas trips. And now, of course, we know that that whole project was a lie. They weren't worried about humility. They were worried about the kind of freedom that wasn't only for the already powerful. They weren't worried about courts who went too far. They were worried about courts that interrupted their power. They weren't worried about rooting judicial principles within precedent. They're worried about any precedent that didn't serve their financial and ideological objectives. The whole thing was a lie. The whole project was a lie. Theme today is Supreme Court sucks. But I'm not the only one who needs to say so. Let's go to Jim from Long Beach, California. How you doing, Jim?
Good morning, Jeff. I want to argue the SCOTUS case because I think it's not, well, I'm not against or in favor or against the decision. The attempt, here's the argument, the attempt to overthrow an election is not an official act of a former President Trump. It is a criminal act of candidate Trump. He is candidating himself to the next term while seeking office.
No,
therefore, not immune and totally prosecutable. Fight me.
No, Jim. Appreciate the argument, and I think that will be the argument. That's why the case is not dismissed. The case is set down to a lower court. The reason is surprising, what was the phrase yesterday? Shocking but not surprising was a good way of put it. I thought is that they delayed the case. And they broaden presidential power, reduce presidential accountability, not a humble thing to do. But it didn't resolve the question. Now, of course, becomes, it was almost like they added a push and shove dictionary. Look up push, it says shove. Look up shove, it says push. Right? So, well, they immune? Well, it was an official act. Okay, now you just have to argue whether it was an official act. And that will be the argument, a mixed question of law and fact in the lower courts that will probably make it back to the Supreme Court. Probably maybe a strong word, but that'd be my bet. It might end up back there. They may try to avoid the factual question, but they at least want to make it to where it's after the election. And here's the thing. Each of these people is really smart, right? You don't get on the Supreme Court in the modern day. I mean, almost all of them went to Harvard or Yale. You only get to be on the Supreme Court if you had a high LSAT score, right? That's kind of the thing. None of them, all of them can process information. And five or six of them are, in fact, political operatives, right? They see their work through a political lens. They were recruited as such. That is the Federalist Society project. So they understand timelines. They understood the dump that you do on a Friday when you don't want a bunch of discussion, when you don't want people to remember on Monday what you did because you want to say, oh, Chevron deference, most people don't know what that is. We'll just rely on the right-wing media, which dominates almost all of radio, to avoid it or justify it and move on to other things, and hey, it'll be the Olympics soon. Thankfully, there's a Tom Hartman program, at least there's some people who have a chance to talk about it. Thank you for being some of those people. But so it was shocking, if not surprising, everything they did. And you are absolutely right, it does not resolve the question. It does not, in a final, ultimate way, does not dismiss any possibility of further analysis. It requires further analysis, and therefore, is it an official act? Of course it was not. Of course it was not. But who gets to decide that? What federal court? At the factual level, what federal court at the appellate level and at the Supreme Court level, who will then decide greater contours of what is included within official conduct. But here's the other thing about what I was saying about timeline. If then the current operation is successful to undermine the Democratic nominee and to wipe clean the memories of sufficient Americans, they don't realize what a disaster the first Trump term, hopefully only Trump term, was. A million people died, at least 500,000 more than needed to, because of his ham-fisted approach dealing with COVID. What other president has killed 500,000 people? And if that verb is too active, under what misfeasance and malfeasance by another president has led to an extra 500,000 people dying? Ever. Not that many people typically die in modern military conflicts where the United States is directly involved. So put up war, what else you got? Trying to wipe clean the memory of the tanked economy, of his browbeating of the Fed, which led them then needing to too much elevate interest rates because they hadn't managed them enough because Donald Trump was bullying them and they listened to the bullying. Of what was happening at the border with children in cages, of what was happening with our courts, what was happening with basic decency and principles of governance, what was happening with the erosion of the Western Alliance and NATO, what was happening with the emboldening of Russia and their plans to start reaching out back to a conquering age, knowing they've got Manchurian candidate in the wings. The effort to try to wipe that memory, if it is successful, has another result, which is then probably the presumption is this current Supreme Court would say, well, he's got to be immune while he's at office, so we'll put this, kick this can down the road again. And maybe Donald Trump doesn't make it through another. He's not a young man. He's 3 years younger than the guy that the New York Times is saying is too darn old. All right. I want to go back. I want to interview some of these people who were involved in that New York Times editorial. I want to interview them when they're 81 and ask them if they have anything worth giving anymore. The ageism that is allowed to be crept into the current discussion is getting a little toxic. I didn't like the debate result. I didn't like the debate process. I didn't like how the debate went at all. And if we think that in an age when people are living longer and longer, then we are going to start setting precedents, that we are going to cast people over the side after the age of 80, let's have another think coming. That will not be humane. It won't be smart. It won't be moral. It will lose out on all kinds of human capital. It is discriminatory in some of the worst ways. I'm fired up. Susan from Caldwell, Idaho, you're on the air.
Hi there. In referencing your first caller with that great poem, I can think where our current president can point a SEAL Team 6 type operation right now.
Yeah.
I think their building is lovingly called neo-fascist architecture, but that's even, 50 years ago people are saying that. I'd just like to say neither one of these candidates is worth the salt, that their body needs to make their cellular functions work. David Sanger, the New York Times reporter who's just come out with that great new book, The New Cold War, suggested that we all get on YouTube, find the Nixon-Kennedy debate from 1960. Don't look at it. Just listen to the sound. And the elevation of argument is like we're in another, universe. I can't believe that those, despite the rules, that these so-called journalists who ran the debate let the fire hose of lies that came out of the Republican just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And now we're all just talking about how we have a overwhelmed incumbent. It boggles my mind.
Yeah. And to say one thing, though, I think you and I both would have been a bit overwhelmed had we been listening to that cascade of lies and the moderator sitting there like nothing was happening. I think it could have fooled just about anybody. Yeah.
No human could have responded to that volume and staccato rhythm of garbage.
Yeah.
And not get any, they wouldn't have said anything else. And I don't know how, and I've been listening to Jake Tapper and Dana Bash in subsequent days. They're giving themselves a victory lap.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
No.
It just shows how we're not served by our media. I just say that. How about that?
Susan, thank you for the call. No, there were so many jaw-dropping things said by Trump. And then afterwards, people are making fun of Joe Biden for dropping his jaw a little bit. I mean, come on. I was dropping my jaw a bunch of times. I'm younger, that said. We're back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. We'll be right back.
You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Our experience with the Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews, they're powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something we need. They feature grape seed extract, beetroot powder, and COQ10. We feel like we're doing something really good for our blood pressure and heart health every day when we take them. Plus, there are no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown nearly twice as effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy COQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Take care of your heart. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to do a speed round, try to clear the board. We have a guest coming at 10 o'clock to talk about the court. Let's go to Bob from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, geez. Hello, Jefferson. Hey, where do you even... Well, first and foremost, thank you for taking my call. Second, I'm still recovering from that knee to the groin collectively as a country from the Supreme Court yesterday.
Yeah.
Briefly, these guys are dirtbags. These guys are dangerous. These guys are suicidal. And here's the question. I am an affirmament to what you're saying, too, that Donald Trump murdered 500,000 Americans. Here's the question I have.
You there? Bob, we lost you. We're waiting with bated breath. All right. We're going to go.
We've gone to basically.
Bob, you cut out a little bit. Ask the question, or we'll have to give another crack.
The question is this, if they're the experts and they're not, and then now that this is essentially suicide because they're basically preventing us from protecting ourselves and saving ourselves, and they go here and are trying to destroy the democracy, here's the question for you. Isn't that not a form of dysfunction on their part that they could be removed? That's my question.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pattern of behavior.
So I think the... If you mean the Supreme Court, I think extreme measures, legal, constitutional, moral, extreme measures should be taken to address the current Supreme Court. It is going to be a toxic gift that keeps on giving. It is going to be eroding human protections, eroding human freedoms every year until it meaningfully changes, and it ain't going to meaningfully change right away. It is tied for the most important thing that's happening in American life right now, because they announced their decisions in the summer, and then people, misses discussion on campus. There aren't campus protests about Supreme Court decisions nearly enough when they dump them
when June, when any school that gets out in May is done, and any of the schools that stick around through June are in their are in the final exams, and if they wait until the end of June, all schools are out. Hey, school's out for summer. So there aren't political science classes, there aren't law school classes that dig into the maleficence that is going on in the Supreme Court. And they rely on the slow beat and the fact that they're not elected, et cetera, et cetera. And they built and built and built, and now that's cascading upon America like pestilence. Uh-oh, that fell off my belt. Do I think they could just be removed? Disagreeing with somebody tends not to be an impeachable offense, of course, according to the current Supreme Court ideology, the current Mitch McConnell ideology. I suppose that's one of the most important filters through which they see the world. But any number of things that would absolutely have been impeachable that Donald Trump has done, had Joe Biden done them, they would have absolutely impeached him. Not only brought the case that they tried to bring, but in fact completed it. And if there had been bipartisan majority, it would have been done. But typically, you can't just oust somebody for disagreeing. That said, the Constitution would not block. The Supreme Court would say so. The Supreme Court would probably try to protect itself. But expanding the number of Supreme Court justices can absolutely be done, as can the, as could keeping Article III judges in lifetime tenure, but rotating every 12 years Supreme Court tenures, so that after 12 years somebody can then still be an Article III lifetime appointment judge, not subject to the vagaries of elections for their own livelihood, so they can keep focused on the rule of law, knock wood, cross fingers, hope so. But then there can be a greater responsiveness by the Supreme Court to what's actually happening in the country, and a little bit more accountability, because right now there isn't accountability. If you think that Roe versus Wade toppling is the only risk, it is enough of a risk for us to change the Supreme Court. It is enough of a problem, it is enough of a harm for us to make sure we don't elect Donald Trump to the White House, to make sure we don't elect a Republican majority to the U.S. House. The toppling of Roe versus Wade was enough for that, but it's not all that's happening. Go ask a homeless person at Grants Pass. Go ask anybody over the next 10 years who was getting protected by federal regulation that some polluter decides they want to undermine and can find an expensive lawyer who can then, in fact, undermine it. Find anybody who's harmed by a president who is not limited by their own principles, not limited by their own, the word I don't like enough, norms, their own good grace and conduct, their own judgment. Ask the people who are harmed by that how they feel about the Supreme Court. The judge for whom I clerked had a thing he called, is this worthy of the second coming type? Imagine he was a newspaper man years ago before he was a judge, and imagine the typeset you would use if Jesus Christ came back to earth. It would be the biggest typeset you had. This is pretty close to second coming type. This is as big a thing happening in American politics, and we have to treat it as such.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control.
News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.